Hey everyone, my name is Randall Heyer. I'm the Worship Arts Pastor here at Cochrane Alliance Church. We are so glad that you've come to check out the latest sermon. We pray that you are encouraged, you are challenged, and ultimately drawn closer to Jesus. Enjoy.
Well, good day everyone. This weekend, Labor Day weekend, celebrates the end of summer. I don't know if that's a celebration or if you feel more like me, maybe it feels like it's a mourning of the loss of summer. But whatever the case, we're in a change now. We're moving into fall. And I wanted to take a little bit of time today just to reflect a little bit on some things that have gone on for us in the life of our church family, and also to look ahead what may be ahead for us as a church family. And I am wearing my brand new lumberjack sweater because this weekend we're making pancakes in our parking lot, and lumberjacks, their bread and butter really is pancakes. They don't have bread and butter, they just have pancakes. I'm not sure how you feel as you reflect back on the past few months, but a lot of the talk as I listen to us speak with one another is about what the pandemic has taken away. And actually, Cindy and I have been reflecting a little bit more on what this time has given us. Personally, we've commented that this spring and summer, we have spent more time together as a family than at any other time in our marriage, our relationship. And we're celebrating and we're grateful to God for the way that we've been able to just build relationships and memories with our daughters, have more conversations and excursions than maybe any time before. I imagine my kids might be eager to go to school and get some time away from me, but I'm grateful. As you know, I love biking. I've had a ton of time in the mountains and to breathe fresh air with no mask. And there have been many times, unlike the usual pace of life, where I have just been able to be outside, to feel the warmth of the sun, to be in the moment and be grateful to God for life, for the people around me, and for just the fact that God has made me and I get to be a human being. One other little discipline for me, or one other little thing I'm celebrating, is that food discipline has always been a bit of a challenge for me. I cope with stress by eating more. And the time when we were all a little bit more cloistered in our homes, I got to be very disciplined with meals and food at a time like no other in my life. And so with God's help and the help of my friend Cam Hebert, I felt like for a season I got a handle on food discipline. It's getting a little harder now, but I'm grateful for that as well. It's not just though my personal life for which I am celebrating God's work and goodness in it. It's actually our shared life as a church community. Way back in April and May, our ambassador initiative was ensuring that we were supporting and caring for one another as God's people. And I heard so many stories of people helping others, whether that would be helping an application for CERB, delivering groceries, phoning and praying someone else weekly. And we as an elders team were able to pray in knowledgeable ways every time we met. Actually, here's a picture that I kept from this spring when we just took a big chunk of time in our board meeting to pray through the requests that were being filtered up from those of you who are ambassadors or sharing with ambassadors. And I will take that way as a rich memory and a time when we just got to do the work of pastoring and shepherding the congregation. Of course, many of you heard about Alpha this spring. We had in May and June our most well-attended Alpha ever. Several people committed their lives to Jesus for the very first time, and at least one of them joined us from Alpha and became a Christian, and they live in another country. And in the middle of that, or towards the end of that, we had a big baptism in June where many people went under the water, publicly declaring their faith in Christ. And again, that's just another memory, a snapshot that as a pastor, as a man, I will carry with me for the rest of my life. Not as well known. Just a couple weekends ago in August, a team of people took the fight against human trafficking. You may have heard about Freedom 8848. If not, I encourage you to Google it. But a bunch of people, six people, all associated directly with our church family, hiked the equivalent of 8,848 meters over the course of 3 days to raise awareness and funds against human trafficking in our world. And although the figures aren't in, I know they've raised thousands of dollars, and I believe that God has put even a bigger vision in their heart to keep the fight going in future years. Lately, aside from those things that happened in spring, it's been encouraging for me and for us as a pastoral team to see the relaunching of some key practices that are just part of our shared life as a church. We've had church going on in our building. We've seen youth gather on a weekly way and do their best to social distance and just come together and socialize and share how they're doing. We've had our first memorial service here. Just last weekend, we held our first wedding during the pandemic. And I want to send a big congratulations out to Ryan and Ashlyn, as they've been married for about a whole week now. Hope you guys are doing well. And of course, each week we get to hear about new babies being born during this time. And I know it's just an encouragement to me that there is good things ahead. There are people that are building their lives, and we are carrying on. So I'm celebrating all of that in my personal life, and I'm celebrating that in the life of our church. At the same time, I want to acknowledge that it's not all sunshine and roses for everyone. And we as pastors have had conversations with many of you. It seems that all of us have questions about what lies ahead economically, whether that's personally for us as an individual or a family, or what does it mean for our province and our country as we carry on beyond the initial days of the pandemic. So there's a lot of questions and anxiety around that. Many of you have had heavy restrictions. I know some of you live in care facilities around town. It's been difficult to connect with your family, the sense of isolation has been profound. Others of you have had injuries, or people in your family need to stay in the hospital, and the regular way in which you would just go and support them, you've shown up at the doors of the hospital only to be turned away and told that you can't be there during this time. We've lost, since the beginning of March, three men who called Cochrane Alliance Church their spiritual home. And I just want to again express my condolences, our condolences as a church, to the Ferber and Cave and EB families. And especially just want to send out our collective love and support to you, Ada and May and Betty, as you navigate these new realities as women. And we just want to say that we stand behind you, and we can't imagine what it would feel like to navigate this time. While that's going on, many of you work in frontline jobs, and it's been full steam ahead at work while you've tried to manage kids at home. And just this month, there is a whole new set of frontliners moving to the front, I guess. And those are our teachers and school administrators and support workers. And I've been thinking about what it would like to be one of you, as really, I think, as I watch the news and think about what's all the newsletters and emails that are coming to our home these days. So many of us are wondering what's going to happen at school. How's it going to be at the classroom? How does the disease spread or stay contained as we move ahead to relaunching of schools? And so those of you who are in education, supporting education, I just want to say, just like we stood behind and stand behind our medical and emergency and long-term care and grocery workers, we stand behind you and we stand with you. And not just those of you who are in schools, but to everyone who is feeling the stress of this situation right now. As your pastor, I want to say that I'm sorry. There are times that my heart is very heavy. I know that this is difficult, and my heart goes out to you. The heart of our Board of Elders goes out to you. We are praying for you, and we want to encourage you to stand strong. As I say that, I know the words can roll off my tongue really easy, and I can say, man, we stand with you. What does that mean? Well, as I reflect on that, I think that the strength and the encouragement that we offer to you as a church, as a leadership team, is not based on somehow my organizational prowess or our economic or our personal competence. It's not based on who I am per se. It is based on who we are connected to. We, as the family of God, as the people of Jesus Christ, we are connected to the vine. We are built on the solid rock, the chief cornerstone. We are under the care of the one who is, who was, and who is to come, the beginning and the end. Our God does not change like shifting shadows. And even though we are walking, some of us, through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Why? Because He is with us, and His rod and His staff will comfort us. And so as you're watching today, if you feel like, man, I'm not sure if I can keep walking, I'm not sure I can hear the voice of the shepherd anymore, I just want to say, please reach out to someone else who is in this body, because as people connected to Jesus Christ, I believe there is real support, spiritual, practical, that can be offered because we are connected to Jesus Christ. And if you know somebody be slipping, if you've heard maybe that someone's navigating a difficult time, if you just haven't heard from someone in a long time, I would beg you, don't wait for them to call you or wait until you think the time is right. Take the initiative and reach out to someone and ask them how they're doing. Some of the best stories I've heard in our church have not been from something incredibly profound that was done or a major initiative, but simply human beings reaching out to other human beings and offering support. As I close, I want to make an ask as we move out of the summer and into the fall. I want to ask all of you, as the Cochrane Alliance Church family, I want to invite you into something this year. And I want to refer to a verse that I really believe is going to serve as our theme verse, our anchoring verse in 2020-2021. And Mike introduced it last week. If you haven't seen what he had to say at the end of August, I just invite you to go back there in our video catalog. But here's what Hebrews chapter 10 says. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Why? For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as we see the day, that is the day of Jesus' return, approaching. Church, here's what I know. It could be, it will be very easy for all of us to disengage from our shared life as a church this fall. It would be easy to just walk away for now. There is no shortage right now of other activities, selection of entertainment, work we need to do, other challenges we need to face. All of that we could give our full attention to without participating in any meaningful way in the life of the body. We could, if we wanted to, go it alone this fall and this winter and say to ourselves, look, it's complicated enough right now. I'm going to leave my spiritual development, the time when I connect with a community of Christians. I'm going to leave that for a time when it's easier. And maybe that'll be in 6 months. Maybe that'll be in a year, whenever. But that's not who we are as the church. If there ever was a time that we needed to engage with God, to engage with one another, that time is right now. Because if I don't believe that I need God's help today, like right now in 2020, if I don't believe that I need the support of other brothers and sisters in Jesus this year, then I probably need to re-examine what I really believe about the place of faith, about the place of church in my life, if I really don't need it right now. And so, I'm inviting you to engage in the life of our church community this fall, even if participating in church services is not feasible for you or for your family right now. And there are a number of ways that you can do that, but the Anchor Initiative, something that we're going to be talking a lot about, but the Anchor Initiative is really the way we want to help you to facilitate connecting with others and staying anchored to Jesus this year. And the way you participate in the Anchor Initiative is as simple as 3, 2, 1. 3, we're inviting you to form a group this year. Form a group by finding at least 2 other people who will track with you this year and serve really as your crew. If you're in a small group or an accountability group or a Bible study group, if you're meaningfully connected with others, that group of people would be just fine. Just make sure you don't go it alone. And if you aren't connected meaningfully as a family or as an individual, we would encourage you to find some others. Number 2, we're inviting you to find the time. And essentially, that ask is to find 2 hours in your week. 1 hour will be to participate in church. That may be live in our building, and of course, you're all welcome to participate here. Or you may choose to watch at home and participate online. Whatever you want to choose, we invite you to participate in the regular gathering of our church body, whether that be live or virtual. That's 1 hour. The second hour would be devoted to meeting with your crew, that is the group of people you have around you, for encouragement and the formation of habits that will keep you anchored to Jesus this year. So, 2 hours, find the time, 2 hours a week. And lastly, 3, 2, 1, to forge a habit. We will give you and your crew teaching and resources to help you form intentional habits that will keep you spiritually and emotionally and physically resilient, whether we go back to normal, whatever that is, by Christmas, or whether we're going to have to sail in this storm into 2022 and beyond. And by September 13th, we'll give you a tool to let us know how you're doing on 3, 2, 1, whether you've been able to form a group, whether you've been able to find some time to meet with those people and to participate in church, and to let us know some of the habits that you might be tracking. And again, we'll make sure that you've got the tools to be able to do that. So I want to encourage you to participate in the church community, and the tool that will help you do that, will help us link arms with you, is the Anchor Initiative. Stay tuned in the rest of September as we continue to roll that out and explain what it means. Lastly, I want to invite some of you to serve and to help us continue to minister to one another and to the community around us. There's all kinds of little things coming up in the next few weeks, like the food drive, our pancake breakfast is going on this weekend. But in particular, in order for community to happen, we need people who would take extra initiative so that others may be served. When it comes to forming these groups as part of the Anchor Initiative, we definitely need people who would be willing to say, look, I know that in order for a group to come together, to meet together, to stay with one another, someone kind of has to make it happen. And maybe you would be a person to show the extra initiative and care for others by forming and serving as a group leader. Let us know whether you want to do that or not. Secondly, we are looking to the weekend after Thanksgiving, mid-October, to relaunch our kids ministry. And we're excited about that. We polled many of our families and found that 70% of families in our church are very interested in having their kids participate in JAM, in kids ministries here live on the church site. And that's a lot. That's a lot of kids. But without the investment of adult leaders who love those kids, invest in those kids, and collaborate with us to make sure that we have a safe and secure environment here at the church, we will not be able to minister to them in the way that we need. And so some of you, I want to invite you to help us serve together and serve our families and our kids by investing in JAM this year. And you can reach out to Donna or click on the guest book page, send a comment. Of course, if you let us know and you wave your hand, we'll be sure to be in touch with you. Finally, I was talking with Jason Dimnick this week. His desire is to lower the ratio of students to leaders this year so that we can form more groups, keep our students safe, and build the best possible environment for our youth ministries this year. That will mean, again, that we have a full cohort of leaders. And so if ministering to and serving students and forming relationships with junior high and senior high students is something you've thought about before, maybe this is the year that you want to serve with us, and I invite you to consider that. All that to say, as you begin to roll into your fall rhythms, as you watch how the school life of your family unfolds, some of you may be getting back to the office for the first time, whatever fall looks like for you, I also invite you warmly, with a full heart, back into our shared life as a church community. We've all known all the time that being a church is not about a building. It's not about being at a service at a particular time, at a particular day of the week, but it is functioning in the life of Jesus, encouraging one another, sharing the love that he has with the people around us. That is what it means to be part of the church. And so don't step away from church this fall. I invite you to step into it and to take seriously the call we have to anchor ourselves in the love of God and to encourage one another to do the same. It's our job, we believe, as a church family, as a church leadership team, to help you, but without your initiative and readiness, that job is pretty much impossible. I'm excited about what is coming. I take great encouragement what God has done in our church community in the midst of a very trying time, and I invite you forward into whatever he has for us this year.